And we head straight into our conversation and discussion about what are parasocial relationships, and why is it an important thing for us to understand, especially in the age that we live in. Do you have a child or a son or a daughter who perhaps might have a parasocial relationship with someone that they fancy or someone that they enjoy, whose content they enjoy consuming online? And I want to explain to you that this phenomenon is not even a new thing, right? I'm not telling you something that's new, that's never been experienced before, because it's been around for a very long time. Even before the age of the internet, there are people, I remember there's this word that was actually popularized by Eminem in the song Stan, and then people started using the concept of I stan you, which basically means that I follow everything that you do. I try my best to put myself in close proximity to you, so as to just smell your perfume or watch you do things, or you know, the more of you I get, the more excited I get. So that concept has existed for a very, very long time, and I'm just going to read a quick definition of it. It says parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships where one person extends emotional energy, interest, and time, and on the other party, the persona, is completely unaware of the other's existence. So think of that, right? Showing attention and investing emotional energy, interest, time to someone. So that would be the persona that you're projecting these emotions on. You're showing all of these this energy towards them, but they are absolutely unaware that you even exist. That is what we call a parasocial relationship. It could be your favorite actor. It could be a minister that you fancy, a minister whose content you listen to, but you like them a bit more than just as a minister, right? To a tad bit more towards obsession, but we wouldn't really call it obsessive per se, although being obsessive can lead to having a parasocial relationship. Now, the thing is this, a lot of young people today are on these many different platforms, your YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and especially Twitch, where they spend hours and hours watching these influencers do things, or these names that have become very big do things online, and they genuinely wish they desire to have a relationship with these people, to know them and for them to exist within their spaces, to a point where it really becomes an issue of you know, it really becomes an issue of it being a blatant parasocial relationship, because it's one-sided. The energy is coming from one direction. And I don't want to point a finger at millennials and Gen Zs here, or the younger millennials and Gen Zs here, primarily because this is not just a young people issue. It's just that with young people, it's happening a lot more online. Like, there is that one person, you know, this is the very different, I have to state, having a parasocial relationship or with someone or with a persona is very different than just being a fan. A fan is someone who, for example, if I'm a fan of, let's say, Lauren Daigle, right? I love Lauren Daigle. I love her music. I love her voice. It's her range. It's just amazing. But after listening to Lauren Daigle, I don't go Google her. I don't know what pet she has. I don't know what's her favorite restaurant. I don't even know if she's married or not, to be quite honest with you. And with most artists that I follow or that I enjoy, I genuinely don't know their lives. I genuinely don't know what they get up to, who they're married to, who's their pet, or what's their favorite color. And I tend to not think about them beyond enjoying their music, and listening to the words that they say in their music. But if you are a person who extends your effort and your emotional investment into an artist, that you'd even have a poster of them on your wall, then you might be engaging in a parasocial relationship, huh? I say it in with a bit of jest, but it actually is quite a serious thing, because when you project emotional energy, when you show that much, invest that much interest and time into a person who doesn't even know you exist, you have given them an enormous amount of power. An enormous amount of power. This is where you get things that happen, like when this concert that happened, I actually don't want to mention the artist's name, but people died at his event. People trampled over each other because they've had so much emotional investment into this artist, to a point where they basically don't even think of the things they're doing. They don't even consider other people that they might be hurting while trying to connect and get to this person or this artist that's performing on stage. And that's a very heavy thing. That's a very, very heavy thing to be conscious of, that there are people who invest that much emotional energy on or project that much emotional energy, interest and time on an artist that they have that much power on them. So this is actually quite a serious conversation. I don't know what psychology would have to say about this, if it is it does have some kind of diagnosis, which I don't believe so, or if they would say that it's unhealthy or whether it is healthy. But the one thing that I can say is that when you are, or logic would say, right, is that when you are that emotionally invested in someone, you have given them so much power, to an extent that if they told you that they have a product, you just spend on it, no problem, right? And it is important for us to be careful as to what extent does our emotional investment and interest and time and, you know, the energy that you spend cutting out a person's pictures, reading every article that is written about them, or even going onto their social media and trying to figure out where they live and what dog they have and all of those things. It's important for you to ask yourself whether you have that to a healthy extent. And all of us want, you know, all of us, when we're in issue situations like this, we all want to say, ah, man, it's not a big deal. It's just an artist that I'm interested in. But is it though? Right? Is it though? Especially if the things you do in private, when no one is looking, that pertain to that artist, you wouldn't even tell a friend. You'd be ashamed to tell a friend. So that's really, really something for, something to think about. That's really something to allow to simmer and settle within your heart. Like, I'm doing this, but would I tell people that I actually do this when no one is looking? Then you know there's a problem there. There might be a problem. Or let's say maybe you stalk this artist on social media, you read their every post, you go beyond that, you know, to even especially when you're trying to know an artist's personal life. Especially when your efforts are towards trying to squeeze yourself or trying your best to know as much as possible about their personal life. I hate to break it to you, but you may actually have a parasocial relationship. And it especially happens in the field. The reason that I say Twitch and I point it out specifically is the fact that on Twitch, young people, young kids sit and for hours watch this person play a game. And they basically are hanging out with this person. And the reason that it feels two-way, two-directional, is because if I'm sitting here in studio and you're able to connect with me and you're watching me broadcast live, and then you're sending me WhatsApp messages that I'm responding to instantly, you feel as though there is a return to your investment, right? Because you're investing emotions to this relationship, time that you spend Googling and researching me and reading everything about me and finding out what pet I have and who am I dating. You're putting an investment towards me. And because when you tune in and you start sending text and I'm responding, it starts feeling as though that this is a two-directional relationship, that it's happening as a dialogue, right? Like there's an actual relationship between two people when there actually isn't. Because when I shut down my system and go home or go to bed, I don't even give you a thought as an individual. I don't know you exist, even though I responded to a chat. You know, and the thing, the reason I point this out is because a lot of young people give money on these sites where they watch gamers just game, right? They give a lot of money because they just want to be more invested and part of the relationship and feel like I've been acknowledged by this person. Because that's one thing we know that we all as humans are guilty of, right? The fact that there's, if you get an acknowledgement from someone who you don't think much of, and they acknowledge you, they acknowledge your existence, they greet you, you don't really care much. But when it is that person, this is not just something that happens to people who have parasocial relationships, by the way. It is also something that generally happens with us all as human beings. There are people at your church that when you get their attention, when they greet you, when they ask you how you are, you feel like someone big noticed you, someone that you look up to, someone that you've been wanting to catch a glimpse of you, finally caught a glimpse of you. Whereas if anyone else were to greet you, it's like a normal greet, right? You don't appreciate it as much. You don't go and tell a friend about it. You don't think about it till you get home or throughout the week. That's not how it happens. So those are just signs as well. And it's also a very self-serving, even though it's ironically, it's actually you spending time researching and investing in an individual that doesn't even know you exist. But it's also very self-centered as well. And I know that's very, very hard to understand. But because all you're doing is creating the desire for this person to either be in your life or to notice you, or you want to know them, you personally, to such an extent that it feels like they are a friend of yours. So those are things that I really feel these are conversations that we need to have, normalize, and also challenge ourselves. Like, do you have a parasocial relationship? Is there someone that you sit and watch every single one of their episodes, which there's nothing wrong with that, but do you go beyond enjoying what they do? Beyond enjoying their talent, get into their personal life and want to find out who are they dating, wanting to find out what's their dog and what's the breed of that dog, what neighborhood do they live in, what's their favorite lucky sock, or what's their favorite trouser, or, you know, what is their favorite perfume, and you'd even go buy that perfume so that you smell like them, because that's what happens with celebrities, right? They put them on the faces of these perfumes because we respond to that. Because we have invested into those opinion leaders or social or influencers, as they're commonly called these days. So, unfortunately, that's all we have the time for tonight.